Jackie Corey grew up in New Jersey in the 1960s. Even in those days, grade schools weren't putting a lot of emphasis on painting and drawing. But she had a yen for that, and she had her grandmother, who taught her how to quilt.
I originally was a quilter. Well, I'm still a quilter. And that's where I began most of my artwork with grandma, embroidery, the things that you learn when you're a kid. And I travel with that and into watercolors, into mixed media. So I do everything, mosaics. I just have a good time. Art to me is to have fun and relax and enjoy.
When she married, Jackie Corey and her husband moved to Sarasota, Florida. She became director of the Hilton Beach Watercolor Studio there, and she also started taking classes at the University of Southern Florida. She studied art history, and she's a big fan of, among others, Henri Matisse and Paul Klee. But while she's always interested in new ideas and new approaches, she still enjoys sewing quilts by hand the way her grandmother taught her when she was just a little girl in New Jersey.
I do love the traditional things, but again, I love the ultra-modern types of work. One of my favorite artists is Paul Klee, and that's also like a modern type art, and a lot of line and a lot of splash color and some minimalism in his work. He's one of my favorites. And I mean, I got a whole list of favorites, but he comes to mind. And also Matisse, you know, I love that flat cutout type work. And so I do kind of have, being I'm a quilter and piece fabric is flat, my paintings tend to be more graphic and types of shapes. I do a lot of stamping, so it's easy to do a cutout type thing to stamp onto fabrics or paper. So, and I also am doing a altered book class where you take a book and cut the pages or paint the pages or manipulate the pages and make a new form of artwork. And that's very popular in the last 5 years.
The Altered Books Workshop is set for Saturday, September 6th at Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway. But what exactly is an altered book?
It's a combination of a lot of crafts. If you're a scrapbooker, a collage person, a journaling person, photography, painter, it encompasses all of that using a book and making it a piece of art. Let me go get one of my other books. This is a collection of paper dolls that I exchanged with several art groups, and I took them and put them in a book, and the book that I chose was Dolls and Doll Houses, so it all kind of, you know, had a theme to it. And I made hand-dyed papers, collage, painted papers, all kinds of images, stamped images. It's a process. This was from an exchange art group, so we all made our own paper dolls and we exchanged them. So I used this artist here, made this particular one, but the background and everything was made by me. And so this is kind of like a scrapbook, you know, a memory of that group, fun technique. I'm a technique person. I really like experimental stuff. One of the earliest people I took a class with was Maxine Masterfield, and she is a super person on experimental abstract. She was the first one to take paintings outside and do sun dyeing and getting backgrounds by using, you know, stamping and other things to come up with something unusual. Using wax and using different things that you just, you know, painters just put paint on painting. And so now we have rubber cement being used. We have all of these different things to create texture on the background. So that's where I started with that. But most of it was dyeing fabric or dyeing paper outside, laying things on paper that the sun dried the dyes and left an image on the paper. You know, you don't know what you're going to get. So it's all experimental. And so that's what I really like. You can give 10 people the same materials and give them the same instructions, and you're going to have 10 different things happening. And that gets away from the everybody paint the tree, you know, this way, or paint the, you know, the flower that way. You know, you don't have 10 flowers that look the same. You know, everybody's just going to come out fantastic. So anyway, this is kind of, you know, what I'm teaching in the class is how to get your book prepared, how to arrange your materials, how to add your own personality to the book and whatever your style is and whatever materials you like to use.
As she said earlier, Jackie Corey just wants to have fun, and she shares that attitude with her students, whether it's the children in the art camp she hosts every summer or adults who sometimes need to be reintroduced to the child they've long since left behind.
I'm trying to get the adults to go back to their childhood when many of them never had art, and they just allowed to be free and take a crayon and scribble. So I show them how to take materials that they have laying around and use their creative mind and process to say, well, what can I do with this? You know, draw circles. It doesn't matter what you draw as long as you draw. And take that and maybe develop that into a painting or develop that into a quilt. Or it could be just greeting cards. It doesn't matter. Just make art. I make art 8 to 10, 12 hours a day. I just love it. Even when I work 2 and 3 jobs, I stay up to midnight at least, or get up in the middle of the night for an hour and make art. So it's always been in my life. And it'll probably be, as my coffin is lowered, I'll be scribbling on the lid. I don't want any white lining. You know, give me a splash of color.
Her enthusiasm is infectious. But even some of the children Jackie Corey works with are a bit reticent about adopting her freewheeling, let's make a mess approach.
I try to pass it on to every person that I can find. I teach kids camp over at Art Creations in the summer times, and I want the kids to get away from the computers, get away from the electronic things, and go back to using their hands, making a mess, just having fun. You know, I get some of them that are like, ooh, paint. You know, because their mothers or parents don't let them play. And so that's what they get in my camp classes. We play with clay, and we play with, you know, making paper. And, you know, they may not like that feel, but, you know, at least they get the experience. So I just enjoy teaching and giving everybody, you know, interesting things to make and learn and problems to solve. You know, okay, here's a bunch of stuff. You know, what are you going to do with it? You know, how are you going to organize it? What's going to fit? You know, what do you need? What's missing? You know, that type of thing.
When she's working on one of her collages, Jackie Corey is like a magpie, grabbing anything she sees.
I start with a scraping type background of acrylics, and then I add, you know, some tissue papers and some fun stuff in there, and anything that's laying around. I have sheet music, I have foils, candy wrappers, you name it. I have boxes and boxes of this stuff, and I just go through and pick out what I feel goes with it. And then I have boxes of collage material with images on. But that probably sums up some of the stuff I do, because I still do pottery, I do mosaics. Trying to think what else I do at home. A lot of paper, different things on paper, you know. And I've got 4 studios, one for each kind of genre that I work in. And then somebody says, well, we haven't made paper in a while. Whoops, I get all the paper making stuff out, and I just go crazy for a week or two making paper. And so that's kind of how I work. And something will inspire me. I'm always quilting or always doing watercolors. Those are my 2 main things. And somebody will say, hey, you know, are you doing any watercolors today? Sure, come on over. You know? So that's, I have groups of people that I try to inspire, some beginners that come over. And I said, just make something. Doesn't matter what you make. You know, just keep painting, keep drawing. And we just have fun. It's only a piece of paper, or it's only a piece of fabric. It's not a piece of gold. So don't worry about it. That didn't work, throw it out away. Start a new one. Yeah, people that could take my classes always have a lot of fun. So that sums it all up. Just have fun. Try everything.
Jackie Corey has a couple of pieces in the upcoming exhibition, Literary Art, in the Reflections Gallery on Lee Highway. The exhibition opens with a reception in the gallery at 6922 Lee Highway next Thursday, August 28th, from 4 until 7. Her altered book workshop is set for Saturday, September 6th from 2 until 5. Details are on the website reflectionsgallerytn.com. Jackie also wanted me to be sure to encourage you to go to the American Quilters Society's convention in the Chattanooga Convention Center from Saturday, September 13th through Tuesday, September 16th. Quilts will also be on display from the 13th through the 16th in the Tennessee Aquarium, the Children's Discovery Museum, and the IMAX Theater downtown. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.